from KQED.
It's Morning Edition on KQED. I'm Brian Watt. All week, we've been talking about the threat of wildfire to care homes. But the fact is, most older people aren't in care homes. KQED and CalMatters figured out how much of California land is at risk for wildfire and how many people are there. I'm here with the team that did this, Lo Benishu, data visualization reporter at CalMatters, and Lisa Pickoff-White, KQED's data journalist. Lisa, what did you find out?
Most of California is prone to fire. And we determined this by looking at these state-created fire hazard zones. And then we also looked at the wildland-urban interface, basically sprawl. And what we found is that most Californians live in these areas. And seniors, people 65 and older, are no different. We found that in 23 counties, 75% or more of people 65 and older live in these risky areas, including Sonoma.
But are people living in these areas because they want to?
In some cases, people have lived there for generations. Some people move to these places because they're beautiful. And there's also a lot of economic reasons where people are moving farther away from urban centers to where they can afford to live.
And Lo, you have made a way for people on a beautiful interactive web page to see where these fire zones are. How do you want people to use the search tool?
So we want people to be able to see where they are in relation to those areas. They should be able to answer questions like, do I live in a fire-prone area? What's the risk? Now, it's not all that simple. The wildland-urban interface, which Lisa mentioned, has different types of areas. Some are more vegetated, others have more buildings, and the risk isn't the same everywhere. But we included it because we know a lot of fires start there, like in Santa Rosa.
Most people 65 and older live independently. So how many people are we talking about?
We estimate that nearly 2 million people 65 and older live in these fire-prone areas.
Wow, that's a lot. Lisa Pickoff-White and Lo Benishu, thanks to both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And we know when a wildfire hits, the elderly suffer the most. In the North Bay fires and the Camp Fire, 3/4 of the people who died were over the age of 65. KQED's April Dymbosky went to fire-prone Nevada County to see how people there are preparing.
From the foothills of the Sierra Nevada, a new hero will emerge.
At drive-in theaters this fall, moviegoers in Grass Valley will see a trailer like this one. It shows people packing go bags, cleaning gutters, kids showing their grandparents how to get emergency alerts online.
This fire season, you're the hero.
The message is clear. Get ready, because if a fire comes, you're on your own. Many residents here have taken it to heart. During fire season, Katrina Hardin falls asleep to her police scanner every night, listening for early signs of wildfire.
I use it like a radio.
Until recently, Hardin lived with her mom, Rosemarie Reeder, who's 77. Nevada County has one of the highest rates of residents over 65 in the state.
It's a lot of retirement up here. Various people have walkers, some are in wheelchairs.
The mother and daughter helped create a buddy system, pairing every elderly neighbor with a younger one. Someone to check on them in an emergency and help them get out.
People freeze up. They have a hard time thinking. They can't make decisions. They're too concerned about not knowing where their meds are. They get locked up.
The buddy pairings are mainly informal agreements decided while out walking the dog. Reeder believes they will save lives.
It's vitally needed, especially in these days with as much climate change as we have had. We really don't know what's coming next, and we need to prepare for it.
She wishes the buddy pairings were part of a systemic response for all neighborhoods. My colleague Molly Peterson explains why that's unlikely.
During a disaster, no public agency has legal responsibility for checking up on elderly people. Not the county, not the state. Debbie Toth is an advocate for seniors living independently. She says ageism causes more deaths and disasters.
I'm saying people's reactions to it, like these are just disposable people. They're elderly. They're at the end of their life anyway. Like there's no value there.
Disabled people, poor people, old people. These are the vulnerable communities that California emergency officials want to find and warn. They are vulnerable physically, emotionally, and financially. But so are the systems meant to protect them.
It's another one of those one step forward, 12 steps back.
Jerry Canaday is 68, going on 31, he likes to say, with an impish grin. And 3 years ago, fire came for his house in Santa Rosa.
I woke up from, you know, the noise, and so I go out in the front, and big chunks of debris were falling, flame.
Rescuers knocked on his door. He slept through it.
Everybody's gone. There was nobody there. There was no fire department. There was no neighbors. Everybody had been evacuated.
His house burned to the ground. No insurance.
So I slept in my car.
He moved to a shelter. In a cot there one night, he almost stopped breathing.
Smoke inhalation, pneumonia, and congestive heart failure.
After all of that, Canaday can't sleep well now. He is depressed and anxious. He rents a room in someone else's house in Oakmont, and he can't drive anymore for medical reasons.
I feel isolated. I don't feel connected so much as I'd like to.
By nature, Canaday is hopeful. He has a cat rescued from paradise. He says they're survivors. The Kincade fire forced them to evacuate again last fall.
Just when you think you're safe and nothing is going to happen, well, here it comes again. And so I had to relive the experience again.
For those who might have trouble evacuating, that have mobility issues, it's even more important that their communities be designed to reduce their risk.
Max Moritz is a wildfire specialist for the UC Cooperative Extension. He says we know how to build and cluster homes more safely near wildlands, but we don't.
We basically need stronger and more deliberate urban planning guidance to address where and how we build our communities, especially in the face of climate change.
Moritz says we have to learn to live with wildfire. Californians don't like being told where to do it, even after disaster strikes. As long as that's true, we have to work harder to protect the people who are overlooked. I'm Molly Peterson, KQED News.
To see whether you're in a risk-prone area, go to kqed.org/wildfires. I'm Brian Watt. You're listening to Morning Edition on KQED.